You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, and we're pleased to welcome on the phone Kiplinger's Personal Finance Editorial Director, Kevin McNormally. Thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here.
Kevin, contact made for this interview starts off with a pop quiz. Is it better to start claiming Social Security benefits at age 62, 65, or 70? And so it goes from there, asking really relevant questions about Social Security. And then we learned that, in fact, you all are involved in a nationwide project to offer veterans in particular access to how to get the right answers for Social Security. Give me the background and tell me more about socialsecurityforveterans.com.
Okay, Kate, thank you very much. Yeah, Kiplinger has partnered with a company called Social Security Solutions, which is a software company, who have devised this fabulous piece of software, a tool that you can go on and... The great thing about Social Security is you can start benefits at age 62 or any time until age 70. And each year, or each month, actually, that you delay between 62 and 70, the amount of money the government will pay you each month increases because you'll be receiving those benefits for a shorter period of time. It's really pretty simple. Your full retirement age for people retiring these days is age 66. And the government will figure out how much you get at 66. And if you want to take it at 62, you'll get 25% less than you would get at 66. If you got $1,000 coming at 66, if you start at 62, you're going to get $750. But for every year after 66 that you wait until 70, the government will add 8% to that benefit. So at age 70, you get 132% of what you would have gotten at age 66. So it's tough to figure out the right time to choose Social Security. And Kate, the key to this is that one great unknown, which is how long you're going to live and collect those benefits. What we know from the statistics show that if you live till about 82, it doesn't matter when you start taking benefits, because Social Security has actually done a very good job of figuring out how much you should receive each month based on 62 to 70, so that you get about the same amount of total dollars by the age of 82, which is your expected life expectancy. But that's an average, and a lot of us, knock on wood, live longer than that. If you live beyond 82, you're really going to get more money from Social Security during your lifetime if you claim later than 62.
So the confusion about Social Security is, number one, if you call Social Security, they can't figure these things out for you.
Well, they could figure them out, but by law, they're not allowed to give you advice. That's not what their job is. And when we did a poll of veterans, we found that a high percentage of them actually thought they could ask Social Security, what's the best age? And what Social Security can tell you, and they can tell you very precisely, is if you start at 62, you'll get this much. If you start at 70, you'll get this much. But what they can't go into are some of the really neat strategies that really work best for married couples, because, you know, the lower-earning spouse deserves a benefit at least equal to 50% of the higher-earning spouses. So let me give you my example. I'm 63. My wife is 67. She's already taken her benefit. She took it at 66, and she gets about $650 a month. She was a low-wage school teacher, so her benefit's very small. So she's now getting $650 a month. When I am 66 in 3 years, I will do what they call file and suspend. That means I go to Social Security and say, start paying me my benefit. And then I'll say, but never mind, I don't really want the money yet. The reason I do that is the day that I file and suspend, my wife's benefit steps up to 50% of my benefit. Now, my benefit will be about $2,500 at age 66. So she will go from $650 to $1,250 automatically. Now, why do I not want my money at 66? Because I don't need it. And during the years 66 to 70, my benefit will go up 8% a year. So when I actually say, start sending me the money, folks, instead of getting the $2,500 I would get at 66, I'll get $3,300 a month, and my wife will continue to get the $1,250. So we'll be in great shape with Social Security. Until I started working with this software, I was completely unaware of that little strategy that will make, if we live as long as we hope to, will make a lot of difference in our retirement.
This software, it costs money, normally.
It normally does. Now, one thing, on the Internet now, there are all sorts of tools that tell you when to get Social Security. Some of them are free. Some of them cost money. Kiplinger Social Security Solutions cost money. We sell it for $49.95. We think it's a bargain. In fact, for that price, you get a recommended strategy that we think will help you get maximize your benefits over your lifetime, and you get a really nice report that explains everything. And the thing I'm most proud of, since I work for Kiplinger and I'm the editorial director, I've worked here a long time, is we know how to explain things. That's what we do. We take stuff out of academic language, we take things out of complexity, and we make them clear. So you get this report. However, on Veterans Day this year, November 11th, just a week from now, we are going to give away the software to any veteran or active duty service person or their widow or widowers in the United States all day that day. They can go to socialsecurityforveterans.com, socialsecurityforveterans.com. They can use this tool for free. They'll get a 23-page customized report. It will have their name on it, and they will be able to choose what they think their life expectancy will be, because that's the key. If they don't choose one, the program will default for the man to live to 85 and the woman to live until 90. But if they know they have more longevity in their family, they can change that to higher. If they want to see, well, what happens if we both die at 85? Whatever ages they pick, the report will be customized to show exactly how much they'll receive in benefits over their lifetime up to those dates. Actually, it will slightly underestimate it because it won't take cost of living adjustments, which people, Social Security people, get every year. But ignoring those, it will show how much they will get. And the report, the draft report that we have, Kate, I just was looking at it, and the couple that we ran the draft report for, it shows that over their lifetime, they will receive a total of $1.2 million in benefits. And this assumes that the man lives till 85, the woman lives until 90, and $1.2 million. And that is $225,000 more than they would have received if they both would have started at age 62. And, Kate, that's when most people start Social Security, which is as soon as they can get it, they claim it. We did a poll of veterans a couple of weeks ago, the poll was done, and we found that 80% of those who had already claimed benefits claimed at 62, which means they accepted for their entire life a reduction of 25% of what they would have gotten at 66, or a reduction of 75% over what they would have gotten at 70. Now, we know a lot of these people need this money. You know, they don't have a choice. They have to take it early, which is why a lot of people do. But if folks are still working and they can afford it, postponing it can really pay off. And that's what this report will show, is what the potential benefit is. We're not telling people they have to do it this way, but we want people to understand the system. And last summer when we were talking about what we could do to get the word out about the software and how important this decision is for people's financial security and retirement, we said, why don't we give it away to veterans on Veterans Day? You know, these people have served the country. They've protected our freedom. This is the least we can do. Let's give it to them. And so that's what the program is about on November 11th. Any veteran, any active duty service person, or their widow or widowers, socialsecurityforveterans.com. And it'll take maybe 5 minutes to generate your report, which will come as a PDF directly to your computer.
What does a veteran need to have information-wise to be accepted as a person that SocialSecurityForVeterans.com is going to interact with? What kind of proof of veteranness?
We simply ask people to self-certify. We're not asking people to jump through hoops. They will be asked on the site if they are a veteran or serving active duty. If so, which branch of the service? And that will get them access to the program. Kate, more importantly, what they need to make the program work is they need to know their primary insurance amount, their PIA, primary insurance amount. That's the amount that Social Security will pay them based on the estimates now when they're 66 years old. And then, you know, until a few years ago, we all got statements from Social Security Administration every year telling us what our PIA was. But then the government ran out of money, and they said they couldn't afford to mail those anymore. So now you have to go online to get that. But people can get a head start on this if they go to SSA.gov, SocialSecurityAdministration.gov, but just SSA.gov. They can create a Social Security account for themselves, and one of the things they'll get, once they do this, they can always go back and look at it, but they will give them a report that shows what their PIA is. And that's the one number that we need to plug into the software, because all the calculations return on how much you would get if you applied at full retirement age, which again is age 66 now.
For veterans, how does the military retirement pay factor into Social Security?
That is a great question, because for most veterans, it doesn't factor in at all. Because to get military retirement pay, you have to serve 20 years. If you leave after 19 years, 11 months, and 29 days, you get nothing. And most veterans don't serve the full 20 years. Those who do get a very nice retirement pay. But and if you do qualify for military retirement pay, you get your Social Security on top of that. It doesn't affect it in any way. Kate, starting in 1957, Congress put the military into the Social Security system. They pay Social Security taxes on their military pay, just like we all pay on our civilian pay. In fact, even people in combat zones who receive tax-free combat pay have to pay Social Security taxes on that money. So they've earned their Social Security. They deserve their Social Security. We just want to help them make sure they make the most of their Social Security.
Got it. So November 11th, any veteran can go to socialsecurityforveterans.com and with that PIA figure, the primary insurance amount that you get through SSA.gov. It gets sort of complicated sounding here, but I think you've made it pretty clear.
It is complicated, and I'm sorry it's that way, but one thing you'll find when you go to SSA.gov, it's one of the first things on that page. It says create my Social Security account, and you have to go answer a couple of questions about to prove who you are. But once you have it established, you have your name and your password, and then it's easy to access it, and the PIA is the key thing. Also on that report, it's a very important report for people to look at, even if they don't want to take advantage of the tool, because it will show your entire earnings history during your career, year by year. And you've got to make sure that's correct, because if an employer forgot to, you know, or somehow screwed up so you don't have any income, say, for 2010, that can really hurt what your benefit is, because your benefit is based on your average wage during 35 years of your career. So if you've got a zero in there because of a mistake, it can really depress the amount of the benefits you're going to receive. So you want to look at that report anyway to make sure there hasn't been a mistake.
Oh boy, this is a big deal for everyone involved, and I thank you for talking with us about it. I suppose we ought to mention that the personalized downloadable report for each veteran who uses it is being sponsored by Wells Fargo as we go.
That would be nice, I mean, because they are underwriting the cost of this. I mean, Kiplinger's and Social Security Solutions, you know, we're all in this together. You know, we sell the program to civilians. If they're interested, they can go to Kiplinger Social Security Solutions and buy the tool for $49.95, and I think they would benefit from that. But, you know, if enough people take advantage of this, it's going to get down to pennies per copy of the report for veterans, and we would love that. I mean, I really hope a lot of people take advantage of it. This is a no-strings-attached deal. One thing, you know, when you see that it's sponsored by a big bank like Wells Fargo, you might think, oh, my God, I'm going to get, you know, inundated by mail trying to sell me services. That is not the case. We're not collecting email addresses. This is a service the men and women who protect this country, and we're proud to be involved with it.
Kevin McCormally, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Kate.